Situated Blufftop, the Lookout Point Lakeside Inn in Hot Springs, Arkansas, is worth the stay just for the pleasure of strolling the sprawling lush garden grounds overlooking Lake Hamilton. But the rooms and the gourmet meals would be tempting enough on their own without the vistas or gardens. Come along and join innkeeper Christy Rossett, who came to the hospitality industry from her previous life as a Methodist minister in Dallas. Within a minute of meeting Christy, it was evident she actually never left the ministry, as she lives it every day as a consummate innkeeper. She describes her number one TripAdvisor ranked inn as a sanctuary for the body and soul. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Christy Rossett.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Hot Springs, Arkansas. Right now, we're at Lookout Point Lakeside Inn, and I'm here with Christy Rossett, the owner and innkeeper who operates this with her husband, Roy. What a pleasure to come here and meet you.
Thank you so much. We're delighted to have you here. It's a beautiful day here in Hot Springs.
It is. Walking in the door, there was this sense of relaxation and just dropping away of stress and that tension in my shoulders. And I didn't really get it until I walked out front, and I don't want to leave.
We hear that a lot from our guests. They come in the door and feel like they're home and their blood pressure drops, and they walk out in the gardens, hear the waterfalls, walk the labyrinth, go for a swim in the lake. It's just designed for relaxation and peace.
It really is. Talk to us about your clientele. Mm-hmm. Where do people come from, mm-hmm. and how do they find you?
Most people find us on the internet or having talked to other people who have stayed here. We get people from their 20s up to 60s mostly, but lots in the 30s and 40s. The surrounding states, the Dallas-Fort Worth area is one of our largest areas that we draw.
How far from Dallas-Fort Worth are you?
It is a 4.5-hour short drive.
You know that drive well.
I do. We moved here from Dallas. Mm-hmm. But the surrounding states, we do lots of weddings here, some small destination weddings. It's just amazing.
Let's go back in time in Christy and Roy's life. Mm-hmm. You weren't born and raised here.
I actually was born in Pocahontas, Arkansas, but have lived all over the Midwest. Ray is Canadian, and we lived in Canada for a while. We raised our children in Dallas and then moved here when we chose to become innkeepers.
And you had a previous incarnation as an active Methodist minister.
Yes, yes.
And full-time in the Dallas area. Tell us about that period of your life.
But just to back up a little bit, I was a registered nurse first for 10 or 12 years, and then felt really called to the ordained ministry and served churches in the Dallas area. It is my privilege here at the inn to officiate at our weddings, and we've done all sorts of different unique services here on our labyrinth here at the inn. It's just all about hospitality.
So that's in your blood.
It is. It is in my blood. Uh-huh.
And intrinsic in hospitality has to do with food and cookies, mm-hmm. and things mm-hmm. to eat. And I understand that you are a gourmet cook.
Well, I've learned to be one. Our daughters would say they don't know this woman because that wasn't how I prepared breakfast when they were growing up. But it's my privilege to be one of the 8 broads in the kitchen. We're a group of innkeepers who are really known for our cooking.
And these are all Hot Springs area innkeepers?
No, these are national innkeepers from Seattle to Lenox, Massachusetts. And we teach classes. And
how did you all get together?
We are very active, involved in the leadership of the innkeeping industry, and that's how we got to know each other. But I focus a lot on food and want everything to be as fresh and local as possible, and we can accommodate most any special dietary need.
Talk to us more specifically about the foods that you serve and the wonderful locally sourced ingredients.
You know, it depends on the season as to what we can do locally, but we do a lot of organic fruits and vegetables. I try to get to the farmer's market when I can. A typical breakfast for us is a 3-course breakfast, starting off with a fresh fruit appetizer and then followed with the main entree. We have a roaster brew our own special blend of coffee. It's the Lookout Point blend. And we just really want people to enjoy their stay, and that includes enjoying pretty food.
Talk meat for a moment. You have some local Good beef and pork.
Especially good local pork. Not far away, there's a farm that we can get pork from that's wonderful. And, of course, we do smoked applewood bacon. I don't serve beef here at the inn, but we'll do a chicken sausage and we'll do, you know, pork sausage and patties. And then, of course, we always have vegetarian options, too.
So when somebody stays here, it's not a classic bed and breakfast in that you basically have, it's almost like a restaurant in a sense for breakfast, that you can come down when you're ready at your leisure and dine where you want.
That's true. People have their own individual table. We serve over a period of time. People can eat outside by our waterfalls. We'll serve them outside. We'll serve them inside. We'll take trays to the rooms if people want. So it's not dining at a common table. Guests often will chat with each other and visit with each other, but it's not a forced situation. It's on your own.
Yeah, kind of an ideal. If you've met another couple and you want to hang out, you
can. Exactly. And Ray and I did it the way we enjoyed it. He was in the corporate world and I was in the church. When we got away, we didn't really want to talk to strangers. We just wanted time with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we decided to do it.
Yeah, kind of your time off.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh.
Let's talk about architecture and interior, because that's as captivating, well, almost, as your outdoor gardens.
Thank you. We built the inn new, which is kind of unusual for a bed and breakfast. We're also much larger than a typical bed and breakfast, so we say it's a luxury inn. We have 12 guest rooms plus a condo. We love the arts and crafts, Frank Lloyd Wright kind of architecture, so we decided to build it in that style. Not a Victorian historic home. Everything is new and modern, but it has a sense of place. The building looks like it's been here for a long time, and that was our goal, to have it look like it belongs, to have it feel like, oh, this would be the best home I could ever live in.
And let's talk about seasons. You're open year-round.
We are.
Christmas time must be pretty awesome here.
Yeah. It's gorgeous here. I love every season. I like the starkness of winter and the beauty of spring. Summer is all the lake activities. It's so fun. And then fall is just stunning, beautiful with the low-lying mountains and oranges and reds. And it's so beautiful. We have guests every single night. And it's just amazing to be here.
I'm so fascinated by you and your life journey. Mm-hmm. And the question is, here you are a Methodist minister. You have your own church in the Dallas area. And then you decide to make a move outside of the building. Mm-hmm. Yep. What happened?
Well, you know, it became clear to Ray and I that we have the gift of hospitality, which I really believe is a spiritual gift, and it's recognized as a spiritual gift. Hospitality is one of the most ancient forms of ministry, and throughout our married life, we were hosting refugees from Central America or lost teenagers or kids, or, you know, our house was a place where people would come and go and stay for a long time, and we liked that. So as our children were getting into the teenagers, we started thinking about what's that next phase in our life. Me serving in the church, Ray being in the corporate world, it felt like we never saw each other much. What was it that we really felt we were called to do together? And we became clear that it was innkeeping, that God, we really feel that we were called to be innkeepers. And so once we named that, it was the most incredible journey. Within 2 years, all the doors opened and all the right doors closed. And Ray got laid off from his corporate job, and we sped up when we would become innkeepers. And part of the fortunate thing is that in the Methodist Church, we're appointed by our bishop where we serve. And my bishop could understand that being in hospitality truly is a ministry. And so I talk with people. I listen to people. I believe it's called spiritual friendshipping. And that happens a lot at the inn. It's not a formal church, but it's a place of just pure, genuine hospitality where all people are welcome.
So you live it.
Yes, absolutely. We live it. And we get to host little weddings, and I get to officiate at those. And we've had Easter sunrises service here on our property. And it's interesting where the journey has led.
How touching. You know what? This is painful. I'm only here for an hour. How torturous.
Come back.
I would love to come back and just
come
even...
Come back and stay.
I would love to. But sadly, I've got to go and hit the road. So, until next time.
Until then, Tom.
Yes. We've been speaking with Christy Rossett, the owner and innkeeper at Lookout Point Lakeside Inn, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Thanks again, Christy.
Thank you so much, and all the best.
My pleasure. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Hot Springs, Arkansas.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.